Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the 6:45 program of K-High Radio here. It's Friday morning. This is a day going down in infamy. Certainly in 2001, we all remember what happened starting at around 8:46 Eastern Standard Time, and the North Tower was struck, then the South Tower was struck also later on. Both towers eventually then collapsed. And, of course, the rest is all history. Also today, the Benghazi attack. That was Benghazi back in 2012, and that was in Libya. And that, too, an attack on our embassy there. I have the pleasure of having a guest this morning. His name is David Bray. Let me bring him on here. David, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Barry, and good morning to all you out there on the West Coast. I'm an East Coast guy, so I've been up for a while, kind of going through the day and the history.
Well, Dave, your name came up through a mutual friend of ours, and I'll give her credit at the end of this because she's helped produce this segment of the program today. But let me find out a little bit about you. I know you have some Navy and Marine Corps experience. Tell me about that.
So, right out of high school, joined up with the Navy. My dad was Navy, brother, Navy guy, enlisted. And as soon as I sort of went through all the basic training and everything, I was in the medical field, and I didn't enjoy it as much as I thought I was going to. So I crossed over into the Marine Corps as a FMF corpsman or a devil doc for the sniper teams, and spent the majority of my time there.
Now, you came to us because you've written a song called One Day in Hell. Most songs, Dave, are about a minute and 45 seconds. Your song is 4 minutes plus. But it tells an incredible story, and that's why we wanted to talk to you today, because it tells the story in your terms of what this day means. Tell me a little bit about that song.
Well, it's called One Day of Hell, and of course it is about 9/11. You know, it walks you through some of what happened that day, but moreover, it's about 9/12. And, you know, we got shook that day, the country, the nation, everyone in it. And the what happened the next day was pretty amazing. You know, we began to pick up the pieces. We literally showed the world what solidarity and standing together as one meant. And we showed the world that, yes, you might be able to knock America down, but you'll never be able to keep us down, not for long. And as we started, you know, going through the dirt and the rubble, we found our flag, and that was one of the things that went up, that iconic moment with the firefighters re-putting it back on the spire there at Ground Zero. And it was just, you know, although tragic, I think the point behind the song is to remember that we all stood united. And while a lot of people will say America was never great, sometimes it's in some of our hardest points in our history that we find the greatest part of America in its people. And I'm hoping that this song can get back into people's blood and get back in their minds and give them a reminder that it's not about who sits in office. It's not about the government legislation. It's about the people of America that make this country great. It's never about anything but that. So I'm hoping that the American people can hear this song. It's called One Day of Hell by Dave Bray USA, and you know, touch it and feel it in their hearts and understand what it means as a recent part of our history.
Dave, is this the only song you've written, or do you have others?
So this song was actually written by a guy named Tommy Renfro. He was a Nashville and Texas recording and country music legend. And his daughter reached out to me about 2 years ago. And Tommy has passed away since, and he never got to record this song. It was shelved and just basically put away like a time capsule. And when Christy had reached out to me to do it, I listened to it, and it was very old and country and western sounding. And honestly, I didn't think I could do it justice. I thought it was beautiful on its own, but I wanted to give their family something, and she persisted. So when I started rewriting the song and reworking through it and trying to find the pieces that were going to work and how we were going to make it kind of come together, there were some really cool elements that the original had that I wanted to keep. And one of those elements was his pronunciation, Tommy's pronunciation of September the 11th. And the song was not pronunciated like that. It was rolled together as September 11th. And I thought, wow, that's neat. And I put that in there as a nod to the family and to him, and in gratitude and thanks for just letting me be a part of their continuance. And I think after the family heard it, they felt a little piece of him in there. So I'm hoping that the song again can get its you know, day in the limelight, not just, you know, for what it stands for in 9/11, but also for their family, so that their father can get the recognition he deserves for writing it.
Nice story. I like it. And Dave, I'm going to play that song here in just a moment, but let's talk a little bit more about you. Where were you on 9/11?
So I was in York, Pennsylvania. My wife and I, we weren't husband and wife at the time, but we had a place that we were staying, and we got a phone call very quickly in the morning and said, turn on the television. I said, why? And then it just hung up. It was a friend of mine. I turned on the TV, and obviously the events of the day were beginning to unfold. And we looked, upon the TV, just jaws agape and, you know, in prayer and disbelief. And as the day progressed, you know, worry and concern sort of set in. We didn't have kids at the time, but we had purchased tickets for an event that night where a band called Nickelback and a band called Three Doors Down were playing, and they're two amazing rock bands. And I can remember George Bush saying, you know, you want to show what the American spirit is about. You go about doing what you do, and you show the world that they can, you know, that you're not going to let this shake you. And we took that, and we said, you know what, music is really what we felt we needed right now, because we wanted to scream, we wanted to yell. And when we went to that show that night, they basically dedicated the whole evening to what was happening that day. And Three Doors Down, very patriotic band, if you've never heard them, had this monstrous flag that they, you know, in after they started their set, just unfolded. And I think it gave us hope. And it's one of the things I'm glad that I did that night, was continue with music, because here I am, you know, nearly 20 years later. I was looking at my idols back then. I didn't know that I would be, you know, releasing a country or rock song on this day the same way that they gave hope and inspired for that show. I hope that this song does the same for others.
Dave, I take it as a privilege to be selected to do this with your number. I have two quick moments to tell you where I was on 9/11. I, too, had a call. I, too, turned on the TV and watched the second tower be hit. What I did not know for 2 days until 2 days after, one of my sons was in the other tower. He was in the south tower when the first tower got hit.
Oh, my God.
And he and his crew, he's a fiber optic engineer for Cablevision of Long Island. And he was in that building. They heard it. They felt it. They figured it out quickly. They switched 100% of all the telephone traffic on that cable system, which was enormous at the time, to a backup system up in Norwalk, Connecticut. And as they were driving out of town, they watched the building fall in their rearview mirror. So it's been a very interesting touch that I'm here 3,000 miles on the other side of the country, and had a son that was in that one tower. Unfortunately, he was not killed, but he has somewhat been damaged. Never quite got over that.
Right.
So I'm going to play your song now. And Dave, a pleasure and a privilege to meet you. And I hope we get to do that someday in person. So I'll look
Thank
forward
you, Bear.
To that.
I appreciate that very, very much. And again, if people want to find out more, they can go to DaveBrayUSA.com. They can subscribe and support my mission about patriotism and faith through music.
All right, give it to us again, Dave.
It's Dave Bray, USA, DaveBrayUSA.com. And they can get a free autographed album.
Perfect.
Called Music on a Mission. Yep.
Perfect.
And
pleasure meeting you, Dave.
Guys.
I'm going to go to your song right at the moment, and I'm going to leave you on the phone so you can hear it.
Thank you.
We swore we'd never forget. For 200 years, our country was free. Thank you. stood tall as they picked up the pieces. They picked up their guns and headed off to war. Our flag lay there tattered after old glory failed, but we all stood united after one day. Towers crumble and fall, undone by those cowards who thought we would crawl. And for one day in history, they silenced our bell. For one day in history, the one day. God's great decree.
Can I get an amen?
After freedom was shattered, our pride inside swelled. After September 11, one day of hell.
One Day of Hell by Dave Bray. I'm now going to start an 11-second delay in remembrance of the 3,000 and other millions of us affected by this day. This program was co-produced by Catherine Holt. You're listening to K-High Radio, Auburn, California.